Hello, a very good afternoon. It's 4 minutes past four here on LBC. Relations between Russia and the US are worse under Trump than under Obama, says Putin. How worried should we be by this when we all thought the two leaders would get on? Britain seems to be Russia's main adversary in Europe, and this has been re-emphasised by Boris Johnson's failed attempt to get unanimity in the G7 on more sanctions to Russia. How much of a failure was this for Boris Johnson, and what are the dangers of ever-worsening relations with Russia? That's coming up after five. And in this hour, we'll have more on the attack on the Borussia Dortmund team bus yesterday. Islamist extremists are the focus of the German police investigation. And we'll have more on this, I think, fantastic news that there's going to be a new Lower Thames crossing. So, Sean Spicer, bless him, he is the hapless press secretary to Donald Trump. He hasn't had exactly an easy start in his job, which is largely down to him, it has to be said. Well, yesterday, social media was in high dudgeon over the behaviour of United Airlines. Well, today, social media is in high dudgeon over the behaviour of Sean Spicer. Because he, during a White House press briefing yesterday, I think it was happening just as we came off air, actually, he tried to suggest that even Adolf Hitler, in contrast to Bashar al-Assad, had not used poison gas on his own people, which kind of ignored the fact that Hitler had, of course, used Zyklon B in the concentration camps to exterminate millions of Jews and indeed lots of other people too. This is what Sean Spicer actually said. We didn't use chemical weapons in the Second World War. You know, you had someone as despicable as Hitler who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons. Well, Spicer's assertion during the Jewish holiday of Passover provoked instant outrage on social media from some Holocaust memorial groups who accused him of minimising Hitler's crimes. You look at the Israeli media today and they are absolutely up in arms. My question to you is this. Ridiculous comments, ignorant comments in many ways, stupid comments, or did he just misspeak? He has now apologised for what he said. His first apology, I think, kind of made things worse, but he's now properly apologised. Should we just leave him to get on with his job now? Because it must be a very difficult job to get up on that platform every day in front of the White House press corps and try and convince them that Donald Trump is doing a brilliant job. I think he's had a very difficult start. Some people say Donald Trump should have fired him. Some say he should have resigned yesterday. I want to know what you think. My view is this was clearly something he shouldn't have said. He's apologised. Shouldn't we now just leave him alone? 0345 6060 973. And if you think these comments were indeed ignorant, is this an example of a wider ignorance about what actually happened in the Holocaust? Now, Sean Spicer, I don't know how old he is. I'd have thought early 50s. Surely he's been taught about the Holocaust, hasn't he? 0345 6060 973. Simon Marks joins us, LBC's US correspondent. Hi, Simon.
Hello, Ian. He's younger than me. He's 45.
Really? Goodness me.
He's 45.
You've aged much better.
I have, definitely. No question about that. Look, this is not the first time Sean Spicer has found himself in substantial difficulty, and most of the difficulties in the past have been, and we should always remind people, because Sean Spicer has shown a remarkable propensity and willingness on a consistent basis to lie from the White House podium. He was not lying yesterday, but he was clearly committing a sin of historical ignorance when he had this to say, completely unforced error, total own goal, from the White House podium as he attempted to explain why he believes that Bashar al-Assad is an even worse character on the international stage than Adolf Hitler.
Someone as despicable as Hitler, who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons.
Now, there was complete silence in the room as Sean Spicer articulated that view. Later during the briefing, reporters pointed out to him that Adolf Hitler absolutely had gassed his own people in very large numbers. Sean Spicer then started walking the remarks back. There was an apology late last night, a written statement. But here, within the course of the last couple of hours, he has been falling on his sword at a public event that was taking place at the Newseum here in Washington, D.C.
I made a mistake. There's no other way. I mean, there's no other way to say it. I got into a topic that I shouldn't have, and I screwed up.
And there was more contrition on display.
We all make mistakes. I hope I show that that I understand that I did that, and that that I sought people's forgiveness because I screwed up. To make a gaffe and a mistake like this is inexcusable and reprehensible.
He said that he was sorry that the remarks that he'd made were obscuring his opportunity and ability to talk about the concrete achievements that he says Donald Trump has notched up in the 70 or so days since he became president of the United States. But look, Sean Spicer's future is very much in doubt. Donald Trump had already expressed concerns about his performance previously at the White House podium. There are indications that a big White House shakeup is in the works. We may be seeing Donald Trump's grey cardinal, Stephen Bannon, the former Breitbart News executive, exiting the stage before long, and perhaps Sean Spicer will as well. Opinion here in the United States, and this is the big story here in the United States today, is mixed. Here's the views of some people we spoke to a little bit earlier on the streets of New York.
I know what he was saying, but he's very inept at doing his position and probably should go.
The guy made an apology, realized the mistake he made. Let's get over it.
I'm a Trump supporter, but I think Sean Spicer needs to get a little bit more educated.
So America's having to decide whether to get over it, and Donald Trump is having to decide, Ian, whether to keep Sean Spicer at that White House podium.
Simon, thank you. That's Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent. Actually, he'd make quite a good White House press secretary, wouldn't he? Now, there's an idea.